here we go.
You want to be like? Sensitivity equals fucking poverty.
Insensitive culture, the podcast. Check it out, homie.
Everyone, welcome to episode 207 of Insensitive Culture. As always, you know me.
So what?
You know my guy on the other end.
And that fool blazer, Albert Ramon.
And you know who we miss and he's not here? Just kidding, he's here and we will forever be.
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Make sure you check it out, homie.
You definitely need an applause for Johnny. Welcome back. Welcome back. So you
thank you.
You know what that means, right? We're no longer doing hour and a half episodes.
No more tight twos.
Maybe some actual information you can walk away from and go, I feel like I learned something this episode because you ain't learned a damn thing.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't learned a damn thing the past, I don't know, however many weeks that you've been gone. Welcome back, bro. Welcome back.
Yes. Excited to be here. It's something that I've been missing and craving in my life. I've been trying to come back for the last, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then there's always just been some bullshit that either I'm sick or my wife's getting surgery or
yeah.
I don't know, somebody crazy in the family dies. And it's just mad, wild shit that's been happening. But nothing today. No tragedies, no announcements since the start of the day until now. Everything's been A-okay. So here we are.
I mean, nice. I'm happy that's your story. That's not the story for P. Diddy, but we'll get into that a little later.
We shall.
Mm-hmm. Cause there's tragedy and trauma everywhere else in the world, but I'm glad that there is no tragedy and trauma in our lives right now. Right.
None so at all.
Love None it. At all. I love it, man. How's, you know, being the father of two now, how's that life?
Just like last time, I don't think much has changed as far as my comments there.
No, not any easier, not any harder, but just exactly the same.
Well, you know, I will say, I can't remember what it was, seven episodes ago, but, my newest child, my son, Tommy, he's a great sleeper.
Nice.
Excellent sleeper. Nice. Yeah, he's a real chill baby for the most part. Like, you know, he does baby things where he cries when he's hungry, when he's got a dirty diaper, and he cries when he has gas.
Of course.
But outside of that,
he's your son.
Like, he'll just, like, you just put him down and he'll just be there, like,
vibing.
Like, just vibing, chilling, just watch. He doesn't like being alone. So if you, like, put him off, you know, to the side, and then everyone's in the kitchen and he's like in the cradle by himself, still be complaining. But you bring him into the kitchen, he's chill. And he sleeps the whole fucking night, which is
That's crazy.
Amazing. Like, yeah, what I would say for the last at least like 2-3 weeks now, if not longer, I'll swaddle him up right at the, you know, 10-11 o'clock at night.
Is he bottle fed?
Up to like 6. Yeah.
Damn.
That's why. Yeah. Cause I'm like, I've never had that.
Oh, yeah, no.
All three of my kids.
Breast milk don't fill you up, from what I hear.
Yeah, all three of my kids.
It gives you all the nutrients, but it's not filling.
Yeah. I stay hungry.
That's because all the breasts you are sucking on do not give
milk.
I feel
like, what do you think breast milk is compared to, like, 2%? Like, is it thinner? Is it thicker? Is it like,
what's thinner?
Is there like a taste to it? Have you ever tasted it?
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's like a little,
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Damn, like cereal milk?
There's no
like
way.
Like if you ate the cereal and then you drank the milk, like that shit.
There's no way to avoid tasting breast milk, bro. When you're getting it on, you do all the same things, except now you're ingesting a little bit of the breast milk. You're like,
nope. Yeah.
There was a docuseries I saw. There was like bodybuilders that were paying women for excess breast milk just because they thought that it was like helping them pump their shit up, dude. Weird, bro.
It's filled
so
with
weird.
Nutrients
There's
and shit
things
that,
there, yeah.
that are made for the human body, right? We're not supposed to drink cow's milk. And some people are like weirded out by the thought of breast milk. But honestly, like that's something that's probably the best for us, right? Like,
I don't, according to this, there really was no proven benefits one way or the other. It was for just like these dudes, just it was all psychological, it seemed like. But you know, just meeting like a mom in a Target parking lot and buying like a pound of breast milk, it just was so fucking weird, dude.
I knew someone years ago that was saying just that, right? Like, they had a fucking freezer filled with milk, right, that they had produced for their child, and it was way more than their child needed, and someone recommended that she should sell it online, that there are bodybuilders that drink it, and they were like, fuck yeah, I'll do that, you know. But not only that, but obviously there are mothers who would want
to. I was gonna say, I would probably give it to mothers who
you don't know who
produce milk for their children who need this shit to fucking grow up to be healthy adults. You got these juice heads. They don't sell
it when it goes to those folks. That's just donation.
That's what I'm saying. I would have just donated this shit, be like, here, moms and babies. Like, I don't know, it's something kind of shady about selling your breast milk. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that.
But you know, feet pics and, you know, sex videos, those are okay to sell. But
if those help starving babies, then I would say no, probably don't sell them. Give them away to small children. But hey,
that's true.
I'm just a nice guy like that. Yeah,
you're too nice of a guy, you know, shaming these women for their, you know,
their breast for their milk greed businesses. Absolutely. Yeah. These breast milk whores. Episode title. No, don't use that. Not on Johnny's first week.
Yeah, I don't think that one will fly. Censors won't like that one.
Nah.
You crazy. All right. Yeah, enough of the breast milk talk. We can get into some questions, right? Let's do it.
Let's go right in. Question.
All right, I sent y'all a couple questions just because I wanted sort of a well thought out answer for some of them. I don't like putting you guys on the spot, so but I also have one that I didn't send you that I'm just going to hit you with, so sure. that'll be a good time. Let's start with something that you're no longer interested in now that you're older, and it doesn't necessarily need to be like a hobby. You know, for instance, you know, I used to get super angry and like traffic when I was younger, you know, I'd want to fight everybody. The road rage would be inconsolable. And then as I got older, it's just sort of like, it's not worth getting shot over. Let it go. You know, you want to cut me off? Go ahead. As long as I get to where I'm going safe, it's all good. So just, yeah, whatever you guys had thought out.
All right, Johnny, it's been a while. So you go first.
Sure. So when I first, I typically, when you ever cede these questions to us, I read the question aloud and then just say the first thing that comes out. And then I think about that, like, is that any interesting at all? So the first thing that popped out was Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Because I was like, you know, I used to be really into Dragon Ball Z when I was in high school, and I really fell off of it. I won't deny that I have not watched some of the Dragon Ball movies in over the past 5 years or so, but I'm definitely not into it. But more, you know, a Johnny answer.
Yeah. That's what we've been missing. That's what we've been missing.
And I wanted to dig into it. I thought about it kind of from the perspective that you just gave, and my answer ended up being other people's opinions.
Nice.
The older I get, the less I care about what other people think of me, of things that I'm doing, of things that they're doing, of things that are happening in the world. My opinions are very, like, the people's opinions that I do accept are people that I've curated over the years to say, okay, now I trust this one. I confide in this one. I believe this one, or this public persona has proven themselves to be pretty reliable over time. And so I'll listen to what they have to say. But as far as like, just like randos on the internet, like I might, and this is the thing, like people will, if you have come across any of my socials, you might think that I care a lot because I would get into a lot of online verbal discussions with folks.
Yeah, but I know they don't get to you.
But they don't get to me at all. Like, there's people that I have met me in real life, and they're like, "Oh man, you're a rager online, bro. You go hard." And I'm just like, "Bro, like, honestly, that shit doesn't matter to me. It's just entertaining to
I feel like it's semi trolling on your part for the most part. I mean, it's like not like you're the opinions are valid, and it is usually how you feel, but it's the way that you let it roll off is." Very troll-esque how, you know, they're eliciting reactions. They want your honest reaction, and they're going to react to it.
Yeah, that's very fair. You'll get something from me as far as, you'll hear my opinion, and it is my actual opinion. But once I, like, hit the side button on the iPhone and lock the screen and go off to do something else, I don't think about it anymore. Like, I move on, right? It's not that important to me. And the older I get and the more years that I add on, I didn't even think my hand went up to the screen that time when the thumbs down showed up. But yeah, the older I get, the more I care less about what other people think, say, or do, especially folks online.
Yeah, that's nice. Goes double.
I'm starting to do that more. I used to care a lot more. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as like online shit, you know what I mean? Like, I used to care a lot more. Now, as I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Good.
I think it's just shit that comes with experience. But I'm still working on like more of the in-person shit, like the personal people and stuff like that. I'm still working on that, although I am the closest I've ever been to just not giving a fuck about what people think. So yeah, that's a good one. For me, it is more of the, you know, the thing that I cared about. I mean, what was the question? It was things that I cared about as a kid that I no longer care about.
Something that you were, really interested in. Interested in when you were younger.
Gotcha. Yeah, for mine is, you guys, this is no secret, cartoons. Like, it's harder for me to get through certain cartoons. And it's weird because, like, I could do, like, movies like Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse, and I'll enjoy that. Or the Disney movies when I'm watching them with, like, my kids. But, like, the cartoons that we would normally watch as kids and shit, those style cartoon shows, even if they're made for adults, like, you remember Rick and Morty. Yeah, I couldn't get into Rick and Morty. I couldn't get into Big Mouth. Invincible, even though it's dope as hell and I enjoy it, still a little bit like I have to force myself to go watch
that's
it.
Wild, bro. I know.
Confession right
that's,
there.
That's Invincible. It's an unpopular opinion.
Well, no, season one, like I got through Invincible season one. This other one, I started a couple of times the first episode and it has nothing to do with the cartoon. I think I'm just more distracted. But I'm just saying, like, that's a great cartoon. And I am going to watch it. But even then, it's like, I don't know. There's something that wants me to just, like, force, like, something stopping me from actually, like, diving into it. But I'm going to do it, and I want to do that one. But that's just one of the things that I enjoyed a lot. That and, you know, wasting time. Like, I always feel like, even though, like, I still waste plenty of time with scrolling and other shit, like, but that's more so because, you know, I'm constantly doing stuff and I'm constantly trying to get into a mode where I'm just like thinking. But also, even though I have a creative side, you know, like I'm a creative, you guys know that, even, you know, scatterbrained creative, but a creative nonetheless. It's if I have something there where if I start to do something, I have to completely give my all to that. And I haven't been able to do that with like a family, and I don't have enough time to really just block out an hour to an hour and a half to just focus on this because I have to get myself in the mode to do that stuff. But you know, when I was younger, how many hours did we just waste bullshitting, Johnny?
Too many.
Yeah, too many.
Too many.
I think I kind of feel guilty about how much time I've wasted that, you know, the past
trying to make it up
decade or something. I just feel like I haven't, like I have something to make up for that time. So it's like any time that I'm just sitting there enjoying some like video games and shit, like I've been playing a little bit here and there, but it always feels like I could be doing something better with my time. I don't know. Those are just small things. I'm working my way back to being lazy.
That's not something to aspire to.
No, I'm not trying to.
I just fuck with you. I'll give a Johnny answer and a walk answer. the walk answer is wrestling. I don't fuck with wrestling anymore, but man, was that fucking all consuming from like 95 to probably 2000, like that 5 years. Like once I hit high school, and I realized that the chicks weren't going for the dudes in the Diamond Dallas Page t-shirts, I thought, you know what? Maybe it's time to switch it up a little bit. Even though I loved my DDP shirt, it was fire.
Yeah. What shirt are you wearing now? The chicks go for that too?
Oh, this is Mortal Kombat, and I already got a chick, so I don't got to worry about
that's
that.
That's true. You ain't got to worry about that.
I guess, I don't give a fuck about other people's opinions anymore, like Johnny either, so shove it up your ass. I was going to say making friends just in general, you know, when I was younger in high school and college, you know, you want to be buddy-buddy, you want to be cool, you want to be popular, you want to get invited to the parties. And now I actively try to not only meet new people, but to not get invited to things. I don't want to really do anything with you ever. If you're not my people, like my established people. Like I'm not taking friend applications or anything like that anymore. Like you've missed that boat. So yeah, I'm good on making friends. Like I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm not actively like pushing people away. If something were to organically, you know, happen, that's cool. But I'm not on a mission to be liked and, you know,
that's a good one too.
Pick up any new friends.
That's a good one too, because that's the struggle that I have, right? Is I'm borderline there with you on, it's not necessarily that I don't want to make new friends or I don't need new friends. It's just people annoy me. People annoy me, and it's rough. Obviously, you know, people that I can vibe with and they match my energy, cool. I definitely welcome it. But like there's the culture of like if you want to do anything, you have to network and you have to do all these things and you have to meet. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And there is some truth to that. So I always have to dig deep and just start conversations. But, you know, but I have no interest in making friends with people who don't, you know, who just don't align with me on certain levels. Like I need to find people that are more like me on a conversational aspect, right? Like I don't want to just have small talk about bullshit and just the weather and what do you do, you know, like people who are just like way too stuffy and take themselves way too fucking seriously. It's real hard for me to give a fuck about what the fuck you're talking about, dude. So yeah, so that's that. So I'm kind of aligned with you there slightly.
I get it. It's a fine line. Like I said, I'm not.
It's tough to find people.
I'm not shooing people away, telling them to fuck themselves. But at the same time, I'm not gonna encourage them to start a conversation with me either. I'm not gonna.
It's
make
a very
it too
fine
easy.
Line between you're a complete idiot, and like, oh, you're cool. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now, but you're pretty cool. gotta walk that line. Anyway.
All right, wild card. For whatever reason, y'all need to get a Brazilian wax. Are you familiar with what a Brazilian wax entails? You guys, our listeners, everybody. It's what? Genitals, bikini line, asshole, all that. So, you know, you're going in, you got to get a Brazilian wax. You can either have one of three people do it. A super hot chick, just incredible smoke show, fucking dime piece. A pretty ugly chick, actually. Like, you know, nothing too too fancy, nothing to write home about.
Sure.
Not like a troll, not hideous, but definitely not something you would consider hot.
Not a troll.
Or a dude. A dude can do it as well. Get up in your business and maybe be a little firm with you when he's pushing your legs back, if that's what you're
into.
Sure. What are you guys, which one are you picking if you had your choice of the three?
I will go with the not so hot chick, because my biggest concern with having a hot chick, not necessarily her looking at me or, you know, judging my package or anything like that.
Yeah, it's
like getting too excited or aroused for some reason.
You think you're going to get a boner when you're getting your asshole hair ripped out?
Probably,
I would be impressed.
Probably
dog.
Not. However, you know, you're conversing, you're starting conversations, you know. If she's, you know, I don't know, if she's hot and maybe like a little flirty, then when you go to drop trial, you might have a chub. You might have it, okay. You know, so there's just, and it's not necessarily that that's going to happen. It's the
possible,
fear that it
possible.
Yeah,
chub.
That it's possible. Yeah. I don't need a guy touching my balls and my ass hairs or none of that shit. So I'll go with the, you know, the less attractive option. And she's like, she's going to be used to it, right? She's seen everything that
I mean,
you
they're
have
all used
on
to it.
So
this
many
is their,
people.
This is their daily job. 100,000 assholes apiece have each been waxed.
Yeah, that's,
so
that,
this
that's
is,
facts.
They don't give a shit about your dick or your boner or anything. They've seen it all, dog.
No, yeah, I get you. But that's what I'm going for, and that's my
logic. That's
my
fair. I like the reasoning. Johnny, what do you got? You look like you were pondering pretty deeply there was listening to Walk's answer. I was
just
watching the wheels
considering
churn.
All of Walk's responses. and then at the end there, you just reminded me that I mentioned a long time ago that we could bring this wax lady on the show
that
has many stories of
that's right I forgot about
wild
that.
Ass yeah. Waxing experiences so I gotta reach out to her and see if,
so I'll get waxed on live on the air.
Yeah, well, it's, she's local to Rochester, so she'll definitely give you a wax.
Blur my shit out.
She had to perm it out first and straighten it out.
Yeah, she got to put the relaxer on.
Yeah, put the relaxer. Yeah. The hot comb just.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I said earlier, I don't give a fuck about anything
That's
anymore.
True.
So,
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, give me the hot chick, right?
Hot chick?
If my junk is. In semi chub or more, that's
she goes
an easy
for
apology,
it?
Right? Like I can be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You're just so attractive."
Sure.
maybe she goes for it. Most likely she won't. Either way,
you're
I'm
the first client.
Waxed, right?
Like, first client. She can't keep her hands off of.
Right.
She just
exactly.
exposes. She. I'm just envisioning. She exposes it. Looks straight up at you, and then you just give her the me, myself, and Irene with the cigarette. Mm-hmm. Just hand it to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like
Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No. It'll. Yeah. Fuck it. If I gotta go through the pain, might as well be a hot chick that I'm looking at.
I like that. I like looking at the hot chick. I'm going hot chick too.
Okay.
On the off chance that some freaky shit does happen, I don't want the ugly chick to be there. I don't want a dude to be there.
It's
I'm trying to have the hot chick there just
I mean,
in case.
It's like a negative 1% chance of any of that happening.
However, so you're saying there's a chance
is
what I'm hearing.
No, this is for the split, you know, minute or two before they start ripping hair, because once they start ripping your shit.
Boy, it's immediate.
You are, yeah,
soft.
You are not thinking about.
Nah, maybe I keep it hard. Maybe I take three Viagra. I take three Viagra, and she's like, "Wow, this dude had the hugest boner the whole time I was waxing his asshole." She thinks I'm gay because I had a boner while she was in my ass. So, yeah, no, maybe that's not the best idea with the Viagra. But like I said,
Viagra,
you never
Jesus
know.
Christ. That's
you
like 4 days know. Of hard on.
Yeah.
Some of the gas station pills and a Four Loko.
Side note, I would be afraid to take those. I'd be afraid to take those off on the off chance that the erection doesn't go down after 4 hours and they have to stick a giant needle in there to drain the blood.
Is that what the needle's for?
Yeah, they have to drain the blood out of your boner because that's what Viagra does, right? Is it makes the blood flow to your cock. Allows it to
get engorged. Sure. I always thought the shot was like medicine to get the blood vessels to release the blood. I didn't think they were draining. Are you sure it's blood draining from the
blood? Yes, it's blood. They
drain. How do you know this for sure?
They throw a bunch of leeches on your cock and they just suck it right off.
Yeah, the Stand By Me method. That's what that is.
There you go.
Ugh.
Just bloodletting of your penis.
Yeah, blood. Like this is fucking 11th century Greece. We're just letting your boner bleed. That's the medical fucking fix for this.
It doesn't. Either way, whoever is correct on this, because I don't know the answer. A giant needle in your.
Oh yeah, no, it's not
penis.
Ideal.
Not a good experience.
Yeah.
No.
And if you don't do that, it says, the blood is trapped in the penis and it's deprived of oxygen. And if it lasts for more than 4 hours, the lack of oxygen can begin to damage or destroy tissues in the penis.
Oh.
Mm.
Yep. And if you, and it could cause erectile dysfunction. So, yeah, they take that. They fucking drain that shit with. That shit is wild. I'm not about that. So I don't.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no.
I'll roll the dice if that's the only way that I could get it up. But
right.
But these young dudes that are like 20, that they're taking like all these blue chews and boner pills. This
is sexual chocolates. There was some kind of sex chocolates that people were.
I don't believe that's like something to keep you erect.
I don't know what it is.
Something that's to get bullshit, you in probably. The mood. Because they say that's for the couple. It's for the guy and the girl.
Mm. That's weird.
Yeah. So it's supposed.
What if it
to
made you
something?
Really wet, and for some reason, like your dick and your balls were all juicy because you had a sexual chocolate? I'd be pissed. Pissed.
I don't even know what that means. What if it made you really wet?
Like all of a sudden, you're just your dick and your balls were just like soaked, like they were in something, dude. Like just like vaginas get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, come on. Sweaty? Like,
no, like whatever fills up vaginas when they get wet, dude. Dude, bitch butter.
I don't want to know how dude, it's where it's coming out from.
It's bussy butter.
Wait a minute.
No, that's truffle butter.
Yeah.
Gross. Trouble butter.
Yeah.
All nice. Right. Are we good? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Let's move
all right. All right. So we're gonna check in. We're gonna do a 2024 check in on our current top three porn stars of the year. And it's early. It's only March. Getting towards the end of March here. We'll do another check in probably in a few months or so. Every few months, we'll get one of these in just to, just to see where everyone's at. So, what do we got for our top three porn stars, gentlemen? Let's see. Do we have any matches? I'm curious here.
I'm sure you and I probably do. That we have a lot of the same thoughts on.
No, you're right.
Stars.
You're right. We do.
I'll go first because I had to think about this because. You know, I've said it before, right? I'm more into the OF girls, and but I've been getting my way back to actual porn stars.
Yeah.
So
you have.
My top still this year is Violet Myers.
Damn, it's still riding at the top, doing
she's still
her
riding
thing.
At the top. Okay. She's actually. I feel like she's blowing up more nowadays.
Really,
right?
I feel like I haven't seen her as much recently.
Really?
Or yeah, no, I'm kind of mad at it because I miss her.
Yeah. So, I love a thick Hispanic chick, so gotta love that.
Preaching to the choir, my friend. You are preaching to the choir.
Number two, I guess none of these are really in order, but they're just top three. But the
no
next one,
order.
Kazumi.
Kazumi.
Thick Asian girls.
How do you spell that? Because I don't know any of these.
K-A-Z-U-M-I.
Kazumi.
See, that's why these check-ins are important. We
Violet
let
Myers,
each other know what's up.
Violet Myers, I like because even though she's Mexican, she checks like the Hispanic. She kind of looks Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like I've seen her in like turban videos.
Yeah,
before,
she looks Middle
she's
Eastern
pretending
for
to be
sure.
Middle Eastern, and yeah, it flies.
Yeah. But she's thick as hell, and that's the best.
Shit.
That's the best part about it. Kazumi, you know, thick Asian girls.
Thick Asian girls, yeah. They're a rare breed. Fire. You don't really.
And number three, it's a throwback that came back to the game. She's an oldie but a goodie. Mia Khalifa.
Oh, wait, she back?
She back. She came.
Wait, she shot a new scene,
like new stuff
with Dick.
I believe so. Yes,
a new Dick scene. Yes. Wow. Pull it up right now. No, I'm not even playing. We're not going a goddamn minute further until I see this motherfucking video.
Wild. I believe. Yeah, I believe she's back. And
that's what happens when you protest Israel. You get canceled.
It says here, Mia Khalifa announces her return to the porn industry.
In what capacity, though? Like, she could be doing solo videos, girl. Is she getting piped? Do we have confirmation?
Yes. She's getting back into porn, full porn. And it's wild because all the videos that we've seen before, she said she was only doing porn for three months.
Yeah, I was going to say like 3 months.
And right? I'm like, holy shit, you busted out a bunch of videos in fucking 3 months. But there was a video out there on X of her recently taking pipe because she had announced it, and it's making its rounds.
Okay. Wow. I will be confirming this in the upcoming days after...
On X or X videos or videos on X?
It was videos on X. All of the above, okay. I guess.
All of the above, right?
I was going to say, it's probably multiple places.
Yep. Okay. So, anyway.
Mia Khalifa, back at it.
Okay.
She's back
at it. Coming out of retirement.
That was a shocking announcement there. Yeah. I think you did a twofer in both announcing or declaring... that she was in your top three, and then also letting us know that she was back in action.
She's back in action. Welcome back.
That was clutch. Yeah. All right, J Mac, you heard her.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if she still got it.
Her body's still smoking. Like she I is. Still follow her on like X and shit, and she's like she does her modeling thing all over, and she's always looking banging, dude.
She was trying to do that whole shit like you can't take me serious.
Yeah,
because I she tried. Doing like a it's sports
like,
show.
It's like some
something.
Kind of hockey was, thing, yeah. right? Isn't yeah. she a hockey?
She was trying to be. She was seriously trying to be like some sort of sports announcer, yeah. or commentator, or some shit. And yeah, no nobody was taking her thing. Fucking serious.
It's a hard leap to make. It's not just her.
They saw her taking dick
for real.
So,
who has been successful besides Pam Anderson?
What do we consider successful, like outside of the adult industry? Because yes, like Jenna Jameson built
the leap from porn to a legit.
And I don't really feel like Pam Anderson. I don't even really count, dude. I don't really even count Pam.
Yeah, because she was. Because
that was a home. That was a private tape that was leaked, and she did some like nude modeling. But like I wouldn't consider her a porn star.
Right.
That's fair.
But to make the leap from porn video, star yeah. other than poor Tommy Lee. Poor Tommy Lee. What the fuck am I talking about? their privacy was invaded, guys. It's not funny.
I'm sure they're all
Yeah, no, I can't think of any that legit made the leap. I mean, I guess Ron Jeremy's been in like some semi-serious movies, even though he really? Went off the like Yeah, Boondock Saints, he was in. That was a cult classic. Like legit movies, not necessarily like Oscar winners or anything, but like he's been in a decent amount. He did Orgasmo with Matt and Trey from South Park. Honestly, if you got someone better, please let me know. I'm grasping for straws here. This is tough.
I don't believe, I don't know of anyone who's made the jump from adult film star to all around just regular entertainment star.
Just anything. Are they notable for anything other than fucking more so than the fucking? I'm going to say no.
No, I don't think so.
I don't have any clue.
No, no. We'll see. Maybe some listeners. Maybe we'll get some feedback.
I'm trying to ask one of these AIs things if they know anything. Copilot wouldn't answer me because you said the word porn and it just shuts down.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like
Gemini knows anything.
See, all the names that came up here, I guess, well, I guess the most famous one would be Tracy Lords.
What did she end up doing, though?
Like Tracy Lords was actually in a few movies. But, I mean, again, this is like, this is a list of people. Like, I don't think anyone's made the transition to being a full-blown, like, movie star.
No, not in movies or TV shows. Sasha Gray did a couple movies.
Correct. Correct. So I don't, I don't think anyone has made that actual, like, jump. Because, like, it's Jesse Jane, fucking Ron Jeremy, Tracy Lords, Jenna Jameson, all the ones we've actually named, but they've had, like, movie roles.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
It doesn't look like anyone.
Right.
It's tough, dude. It's tough to be taken seriously after that.
So, the biggest... But this is a stretch. Mm-hmm. Sly Stallone.
I mean, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah, because he had that porn in the 70s. Before
he
came out in
Rocky, he had a low-budget porn shoot that he was in.
All right. I mean, I feel like that's the best we have right now. If someone can come up with someone better than Stallone.
The only other mention I see is David Duchovny, but he was just the series narrator on Red Shoes Diary. And it was softcore.
Softcore doesn't count.
Softcore doesn't count, yeah. Mm, yeah. Tracy Lords, maybe, but I don't think I would really consider her a serious actor.
I wouldn't consider her a serious actor.
Yeah, no. So anyone considering going into the porn industry on the idea that they're going to turn it around and leverage that celebrity status.
I don't think that's...
No, do a sex tape, if anything. Pam Anderson, Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, that's the way to go. You don't want to get too ran through. You
have notoriety for that. Like,
for sure.
Like, there's plenty of nobody's
sex tapes. You got to have a name and then drop the sex tape. But don't go full-blown porn industry. All right, I'm going to give my three, and then we'll move on. Emma Magnolia... I don't know if you guys are familiar. She runs in the same Kazumi circles. So I thought she's a white girl. I think she's a redhead most of the time. Super thick. Dope. Sexy.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is. Yeah, she's dope.
Clara Trinity is a tiny little Asian girl who I've been enjoying ever so often.
Okay. Wow, she's really...
Got to switch it up. Thin. She is. And are you guys familiar with Dan Dangler? Dan Dangler. She is a super dope, thick blonde chick. Just came up recently. Like I started seeing her shit maybe
the
beginning
was
of the year.
Two word thing, not a one word thing.
Dan Dangler.
Right? It's all one word, right? Dan Dangler?
No, they call her Dan Dangler, like just like a normal name. I don't know. Her Instagram was like the Dan Dangler, I think.
She's a streamer.
I don't know. I think she started like, I don't know. She might be on like Twitch. I don't watch her play video games. All
I
see
when I just Google her is Call of Duty Warzone shit.
Mm, yeah, a lot of adult film stars have migrated over to streaming for those. Yeah. Purposes because
I think she might have came from streaming.
Could be.
To
the industry because everyone knew she was dope.
Dan Dangler official.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, she's
so bad.
So this is an interesting list. Sorry to go back to the celebrities that have So this is a list from IMDb, and it lists a few porn stars. Or Hollywood stars who have started their careers in porn. And this is an interesting list because we don't have to deep dive into it now, but some of the names on here is like, I got to look into why they're on this list. So number one is someone named April Flowers. I don't know who that is, but anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know that name.
Yeah, that sounds...
Arnold Schwarzenegger is number two. on this list. You know, Asia Carrera, a few names, Aurora Snow, and then it's Cameron Diaz is number five on this list. Why?
Had to be soft core.
Maybe. Skinamax David Duchovny is on there because we talked about it. Helen Mirren is on this list.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what it says. That's my point. Jackie Chan is on this list.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I felt compelled to read this.
This list is wild.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe, Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Joey, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Then the usuals, you know, Sasha Grey, Ron Jeremy, Stormy Daniels. Sly Stallone is number 31 on this. And then that's it. That's the end of the list. So it's a pretty interesting list. And obviously, like, there's at some capacity they were involved in the porn industry. They could have just been, like, I don't know, fucking camera person, a fucking extra. I want to say that the Arnold Schwarzenegger one is because I remember that he had one where while he was a bodybuilder, where they weren't fucking him, but they were fucking each other, like fucking themselves, fucking each other. And he was just like in the room. And I don't know. I could have sworn it was something like that.
Damn. Okay.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Right? Like, okay, that's kind of what I kind of
wasn't even like jerking off or anything. It was just,
oh, that's pussy.
Yeah, they were just
standing there watching while.
Yeah, it was like capitalizing on his name to sell this video of other.
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
It's a porn with Schwarzenegger. You're not lying. If a motherfucker's standing there, he's in there.
That's what I'm saying. During the Mr. Universe time.
Yep. So back then he was broke. So, you know, he would have done anything. Cameron Diaz, I'm interested in. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's Johnny's porn stars. Did we hear them yet? I don't think we did.
No, one of them I don't think has changed. I mean, porn stars, I don't.
That's okay if they don't change.
You
know,
I don't really know.
Have favorites.
Names, and I don't like follow people on IG or Twitter in the porn industry. So I don't know if any of these, I'm pretty sure none of these people that I'm going to mention have fame or notoriety. But there's at least one that I've gone back to a few times, Violet Starr.
Violet Starr,
I think,
okay.
I've mentioned her before. When the last time we did this, I still go back to her. So,
she's doing like something right.
And then the next two, that I'll give are, I would say newbies in my world, because it has recently become possible to watch VR videos on the Vision Pro in the greatest, highest resolution possible.
Okay.
And you know, I've mentioned many a time, a good POV porn is my faves. And so VR, even better.
Okay.
VR Latina is my go-to place to grab some of that VR adult content. And the two girls that I really enjoy there are Valeria Gonzalez and Bianca Still.
Damn, some deep cuts. Valeria.
Very
impressed.
Deep. Very deep.
Nice. Yeah.
How are we looking?
Very deep cuts.
Valeria Gonzalez. Okay.
Yeah.
She's just a regular hot chick.
Yeah.
Typical Spanish looking, hot, cute face.
Dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah. And then Bianca Still is just a real thick one.
Oh, okay. So we do got a thick one in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Violet Star is pretty thick, right?
She's got
some booty.
She got a fatty.
I fuck with it.
Star.
Nice.
I gotta research those last two. I'm not familiar. Which disappoints me. Like, I'm heartbroken that I don't know who they are. Yeah, like, that literally it pains me.
You're just not into Latinas. That's cool.
It's just probably some random Colombian street whores that they pay money to show up on these videos, you know.
Oh, 8th Street Latinas. That was my shit.
That was the shit
back
in the day.
That used
Fuck
to be,
yeah.
Who did that? That was Naughty America.
It's one of them.
Or Bang Bros.
I think it was Bang Bros.
I think it was Bang Bros.
Was it?
Could have been.
It was one of them, but yeah, Istri Latinas used to be the thing. That would be my shit.
Mr. Chu's Asian Beaver.
I think. I remember that too. I think A Street Latinas was the time when we went to spring break. And
was that MILF Hunter? Like the OG MILF Hunter. You know what I'm talking about. That dude that was like 40s.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Had like the little curly hair. It was like a little, almost like a mini fro. You know,
he's not still around, is he?
No, he's not fucking. No. I mean, he's probably still fucking, but I don't think he's like, I haven't seen any content from him. If he came back though, that would trump the Mia Khalifa news for sure. If OG MILF Hunter came back, bro, that dude was fucking some fucking pussy, dude.
The original MILF Hunter.
The original, the OG Reality MILF Kings. Hunter. Reality Kings, huh?
Reality I think Kings. That's what it is.
I think he's still fucking.
Nope.
That dude was a legend, man. He was in everything, bro.
What was I going to say?
I think he's done.
I was going to say, I want to say that when the one time I went to spring break, I remember we were.
He didn't ask me anything.
When?
Oh, nice.
9 years ago.
Still, I'm interested.
Still, yeah. I'm gonna check this. Yeah, AKA the MILF Hunter. Ask me anything.
Fuck yeah,
I gotta
dude.
Check that out.
Yeah. So quick, I may have brought it up. I think I probably brought it up in the earlier episodes. But when we went to spring break, there were these two girls that were trying to hang around like my boys and shit because they were balling and shit. And they caught wind. The guys, I remember the guys, like, early on were just like, yo, these chicks just want to try to rob us or, you know, like, they just want the money. So they started hanging around and shit, coming through. And then a lot of the guys were giving her the cold shoulder and shit because it's just like, yeah, I think they're just trying to get us or whatnot. And then we came back home after spring break. And one of them chicks, I think I went on to Reality Kings or A Street Latinas. And one of the chicks was on there. I was like, shit.
You're just trying to recruit some motherfuckers to smash that ass. And they're like, no, we're about to get robbed.
Nah, them girls are trying to recruit nobody. They're trying to make
get picked
money.
Up in that van, son. The fan bus is game over, son.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, that shit is all pre-staged. You know that.
Aw, come on.
I know.
Don't bust the bubble.
They weren't right? trying. They weren't coming for me, so I had no control over that. I'd have got robbed. I'd have got fucked up.
They really would have ran your shit.
Yeah, they would have ran my shit. They would have stole everything. I would have been.
Knowing your luck.
Yep. No, knowing my level of horniness, I would have ignored the red flags like a motherfucker. And
like, oh, yeah. Here's my credit card.
Back then, go check like, us in. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Got oh, you, you're boo. You're just gonna go grab something to drink. You need my wallet to go grab something. Go for it. Yeah, I'll be there right here waiting for you.
Thinking he about to smash.
Yeah. Mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Anyway, that was it, right?
That's it.
All right. Wow. It's been a while, but we're actually gonna do a.
You know what it's time for. News
Quest. With Johnny Quest. Huh? I don't know if you're even prepared to do news clips, but
he is.
You know, I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
Never know.
There's
enough to talk about today. Earlier.
There's enough to talk about in just one story of Mr. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Mr. Puff, a.k.a. Puff,
Puffy.
A.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Love, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Sean.
Sean.
Or like, or how 50 Cent likes to call him Brother Lover.
Brother Lover.
That's what 50 Cent calls him.
Brother Lover Combs. I love how 50 seemingly has done absolutely nothing wrong. Or has zero reason to be afraid of a scandal because he goes hard after everyone's scandal. And it's really great. It's entertaining. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is, he is personified, you know, the dude you love to hate, but you can't get enough of. Mm-hmm. He does it really well. I really hope for his sake that he has no skeletons in the closet. But yeah, Mr. Puff Dad had his home raided this week.
Yeah. Had his home raided.
Multiple homes.
Multiple homes.
At his Miami, New York home. His,
yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah. So, he had his home raided. And while his, you know, while we're all looking at footage of them raiding his home and his kids getting, you know, detained and in cuffs, it turns out that he had jumped on a plane on his private jet and skated to, I forgot where it was. I want to say the Virgin Islands. It was somewhere pretty much where they don't extradite anyone, where they don't extradite them.
So. I saw multiple reports of that. I had seen the Ivory Coast. I had seen Antigua. And there, apparently it was going off of plane tracking, the way that they, you know, how they report everywhere that Taylor Swift is flying to and Elon Musk's and where their planes are going to and whatnot.
Sure.
It was under that same thing, but apparently TMZ posted a video earlier today of him at the airport pacing around, not leaving anywhere because he apparently was stopped at the airport and he wasn't allowed to leave. So he didn't actually leave the country.
Oh, okay.
They apparently reportedly didn't detain him, so he hasn't been arrested, but they did prevent him from leaving on his private jet and reportedly also took his phone and some things that he had on his person. But his lawyer made a statement today, basically they came out with what I would call the Donald Trump defense, because, you know, very similar fashion of how they raided Mar-a-Lago. They raided his properties, and his attorneys basically calling it a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at their residence. There's no excuse for this excessive show of force and hostility. Or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. What else did he say here? There's been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these actions. Mr. Combs is innocent. And we'll continue to fight every single day to clear his name. This is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. Yes, they are going with the Donald Trump defense here.
Yeah, I mean, so he got wind of the fact that they were coming to search his house.
And he tried to leave.
And he tried to leave. He tried to leave. So
left his
kids
behind.
If you have nothing to hide,
country, because I believe the airport he was in Miami. His kids, if it was his kids, we only know that there was two men that were handcuffed on site, apparently let go later, and everyone assumes that it kind of looked like his kids, but they were his kids.
Because I saw his twins. One of his twin daughters was also handcuffed. But my question is, so of course these are all allegations and whatnot, but if you get a tip that the police are raiding your home and your first instinct is to leave.
Right.
That doesn't look good in any way, right? Like you would cooperate. I have nothing to hide. There's nothing here. What does it matter? You know, like those are the responses of someone who literally has nothing to hide. He had to bounce. He's just like leaving, trying to leave the country. You know, I'm not saying that he's guilty because I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he does. But, you know, it just I'm just saying it doesn't
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good, right, when you're trying to bounce like that. And, yeah, the charges being sex trafficking, now a lot of people, like his neighbors and shit like that, are saying that, you know, he's had numerous parties where young females would just, like, be, you know, they get brought in at all hours of the fucking night, the day, and all, you know, this whole situation. I mean, like with any other celebrity story, you don't know what to believe. You don't know what not to believe. However, he's been a celebrity for a very long time. And sometimes, you know, a lot of those types of people, they think that they're above the law, right? Mm-hmm. So they get used to a certain lifestyle. They get used to a lot of certain shit. And yeah, so I wouldn't put it past him. Let me tell you, the fucking conspiracy nuts on fucking X, because that's what happens there. They are all over the fucking place with conspiracy theories. And the next one is Jay-Z and, you know, and this person and that person, because, you know, they all of these, all of Hollywood and all of these, if you're rich, you must be
a pedophile.
Yeah, you're a pedophile. You're a sicko. I fucking saw cannibal. Videos. I saw videos about fucking Tom Hanks. People can't stand Tom Hanks because they swear that he's a part of the pedophile ring, and it's insanity.
I saw something that I think you commented on Twitter where some dude was like, had posted something about Marky Mark says that he wouldn't work with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Like, that was that.
He's never said that, right?
Right. I'm like, there is no source, right? That he turned down this movie because he refuses to work with Tom Hanks. And it's like, and then all the people in the comments are like, yeah, because, you know, Tom Hanks is a part of that group that they do X, Y, and Z to these kids, and we need to protect our kids. And Mark Wahlberg is a God-fearing man. He's such a good Christian. And, you know, it's like, and there's no source. No one's looking for a source. No one is.
Source.
Mark Wahlberg beat the shit out of a Vietnamese man in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe
people change. Like, viciously.
But people change, you know, he had to change.
Oh, for sure. Now he's a God-fearing Christian man, and everything's all good. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, these are people who are easily manipulated, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they've already shown signs of, you know, easy manipulation. What's one other person? All you have to do is say, I'm a God-fearing man, you know, I'm a Christian just like you. And they're just like, amen. I don't have to ask you any other questions because I have faith, baby. I have faith.
Right.
If you have faith, I have faith in you, baby.
What's your favorite verse in the Bible? All of them.
Yeah. All of them. The one about God. The one about God. And how God
that's
is
my favorite
gays.
Too. That's a banger.
Word.
Yeah. So anyway,
who knows what? So yeah, we know that this apparently has to do with some sort. The one thing, like you mentioned, the human / sex trafficking thing. The one thing that I will say is when I was looking into some of the allegations as I was researching this a little bit, and going back kind of into like the stuff that Cassie and others were claiming about him since about November, I think, is when those stories started to break. Is honestly, like, a lot of those allegations, when you hear them placed in the proper legal terms, you're like, whoa, that shit sounds fucking crazy. But then when you just kind of think of, oh, what does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. That he brought a chick that was over 21 back to his house to do drugs and drink and fuck. That sounds like everything I assumed that celebrities do,
right?
And it's like, I get it in a 2024 perspective, right? You know, Now that you think about it, well, maybe, yes, those girls were unduly influenced by his celebrity status and took part in things that they really didn't understand at that time because of their immaturity, et cetera, right? And so they were taken advantage of, is kind of how a lot of this, for me, feels like it boils down to, is that, at least in those allegations, that people were taken advantage of because of his rich celebrity status. But it's just, I'm just like, okay, no, yeah, that, I guess that's fucked up, but I just never thought, I just thought that that's what celebrities did. Like, right. I just thought they got away with this shit forever because, you know, that's kind of you.
That's the perk of being a celebrity. Chicks go back to your crib and do drugs and fuck. Yeah,
you just, I thought you just get away with that kind of shit, as Wack was saying earlier, right? Because that's what celebrity life is. Like, they just, because someone did get arrested out of all of this, and it was his drug mule. Young white dude that apparently was supplying him with coke and weed, which, again, it's what I would expect from the Puff Daddy party crew, right? Like, it's not like he was the roofie supplier or something. Yeah. Like, that's what I would expect from the way that they're going so hard, is like, oh, this dude was only bringing in underage women and they were all, you know, roofied, or they had that, what's that Colombian shit, the death whisperer or whatever the fuck that they the shit that they blow on you in Colombia, and apparently, you know, you become completely incapacitated and you hand people your shit. ATM numbers.
Damn.
You
don't know about that shit? No. Oh, yeah.
Stay away from Colombia then.
I mean, every time I see one of those videos of the non-stop fucking street full of women that are just staring at you, me and Dave jokingly go, when we going to Colombia?
When we going to Colombia, dog?
Shit. But no, fuck all that. I'm scared to death of any of that shit. Getting caught out there.
Devil's Breath. Facts. That's what it's called.
Devil's Breath.
Burundanga. The $1 million ride, in which victims submissively withdraw money from their bank machines. Be careful with that. So maybe don't go to Colombia. But anyways, yeah, that's I don't know. It's not looking great for the guy, but also who knows? Maybe this shit all ends up getting dismissed.
I mean, all right, thoughts on. And prayers. Thoughts and prayers to everyone involved. I wanted to bring this one up because I thought this was a very interesting thing. But have y'all heard about the lady in Queens that inherited $1 million home from her parents when they died? She was looking to sell the home, goes to her parents' house to, you know, to do some stuff to get ready to sell it. She gets to the home, and there are three squatters in there. So then, yeah, she has a standoff with them. She changes the locks, hoping that it would get them to move the fuck out. And she ends up getting arrested when the squatter calls the cops. And yeah, so she gets arrested. For this, because of squatters' laws, right? The squatters' laws in New York. A lot of people were furious over this, obviously. And people, after finding out that she was arrested for, you know, for essentially trying to take back her own home, like her parents' home. So people have been driving up to this place to get these fucking squatters out. As of this particular article in New York Post, says a pair of vigilantes allegedly tried to forcefully evict three alleged squatters from the $1 million home in Queens. And after the homeowner was arrested, you know, changed the locks and tried to remove them, the two identified men driving a pickup truck pulled into the driveway of the Flushing home searching for the tenants and said, "We are looking to get this guy out, pretty much. I'm here to talk to him. I just want to see why he's here." So people are taking it upon themselves to get these people the fuck out. What do y'all think about this? Like, what's, I don't know what the squatters' laws are in New York. I guess it is a very political thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, politics aside, if it's my fucking property, how do you have more rights to be living in this house than I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, you know, you hear the term $1 million house in Queens and you start thinking like, man, this lady got money.
No.
Right.
But $1 million house in Queens is like a regular ass house in Rochester.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like it ain't
nothing crazy. No,
nothing crazy. Yeah.
I mean, but she's trying to sell it. It's her parents' house. She's trying to sell it. $1 million. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's a nice chunk of change.
It's a nice addition to the bank account for sure.
Either way, that's, you know, beside the point is it's her house now. She shows up.
Either way, it don't matter.
Yeah. Like the shit is fucking crazy. And then because of this, I saw another video of someone who was here illegally was putting out a message in Spanish to other illegal immigrants, telling them, this is the laws here. I'm just letting you know, this is what the laws are here. Yeah. You know? So, you know, I mean, it's a very slippery slope, and I don't know why these laws are like that. Is it just New York State? I'm sure it's a state. No,
California.
Thing.
California has, depending on which side you're on, very poor squatter laws, just like New York does. So very similar sucks. Things out here.
I guess the squatters' rights are basically, in a way, it's kind of your fault. Because you can only claim squatters' rights if you've been living in a place for a while and nobody bothers you about it. I don't know how long that time is.
I want to say in California, it's like 30 days.
Yeah, I want to say that too.
It's not very long.
30 days sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, in New York, squatters have rights after 30 days.
Yeah, that's OD.
So a month, I mean, some shit happens. You can't get down to your crib, and all of a sudden, you know, people are up in it, fucking living their life, bro. I'm hiring like hitters, like street hitters, just to go in there, like fucking Sopranos. You know, when they got the fucking crackheads, they hired those dudes to fucking run up in that crib that they were gonna gut and, you know, redo. Yeah.
No, I'm
that's exactly finding, what I'm doing.
I'm figuring something out. You are getting the fuck out of my house.
Yep,
that is. I won't set foot in there. I won't tell you anything. We'll probably have one encounter, and that's the encounter of me finding out that you are in my house screaming squatter's law, squatter's rights or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right.
Yep.
I might even let you rock there for a good month or two.
Yeah. Let them get comfy so they don't think nothing's coming, son.
Yeah,
and then the crew runs up in that bitch, and it's on.
And then something's going on, and just know, and it's not going to be at a point of the day where you are, where it's going to be a convenience to you.
Yeah, it's not going to be a conversation.
I may even stake the bitch out, and the second that you and all your folks leave, you got to go somewhere.
Nah, I want them there. I want them to get fucked up. I want confrontation.
I mean,
got to give them a reason not to come back.
The nicest way possible, I will scope the bitch out. I will have somebody scoping this shit out. Doesn't necessarily have to be me. But yes, the biggest thing is non-confrontational. Because if you think that I'm coming, then that's when they're not going to leave. They're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, because I've seen that. I've seen that too. I saw another story of a family that they bought a home. They just bought it. They you know, put their down payment, blah, blah, blah. Go to move into it. Somewhat the previous owner who sold the house to them refuses to leave. And now I'm paying a mortgage for the past year on a house that I have yet to set foot into because the family will not leave. They do not leave the premises.
Give me my money back.
They have no, but there's squatter's rights, right? You already closed on this house. It's closed.
It you're not out by the closing date.
Yeah.
You broke a contract at that point. Rights.
That's 30 days.
That's weird. That's a...
I mean, I guess if the person didn't try to move in for 30 days, which would have been weird.
I don't know the ins and outs of that particular story, but yes, way, the person closed on the house and then the previous...
That's fucking crazy.
The previous owner decided he was not leaving and he was still protected by the squatter's rights.
Yeah, I saw also some shit about this dude that lived in the New Yorker hotel for 5 years, think it was, and he only ended up paying $200.
Damn.
Or some wild ass like ridiculous number, $200 or $500, because he ended up claiming that was his place of residence and somehow ended up with like a squatter's rights claim. And then they tried to sue to get him out and they ended up losing for a short period. So they didn't fight it. And so he just went crazy with it and started like claiming he was the owner of the hotel and all this extra wild ass shit.
Oh, hell nah, bro.
Yeah. Wildness.
Yeah. Fuck all that.
But yeah, fuck all that. Another story here. Big thing. Y'all seen this cargo ship that crashed into the bridge in Baltimore this morning?
Hell yeah. That was crazy.
That was wild, dude.
That was wild. Y'all seen the video of
the
bridge collapsing, right?
Yes.
It felt like a Lego toy almost, right? Like a Tinker toy. Like
came down mad
as soon as it touched,
bro.
It just went like, dominoes.
I was watching the trucks that were like cruising real fast, like just before that fucking ship hit. You know, you could see like cars fucking zooming by, bro. And I guess they said there was a mayday call from the ship. Mm. And I don't know exactly if that went to just, you know, like the harbor master, whoever, you know, that mayday goes out. But I guess that saved, you know, a decent amount of people. I don't know. Was there a body count? It was like,
so far, they're
only
saying six.
Seven people. It was seven people who were missing, and I believe like one or two were found.
Yeah.
And rescued.
Definitely two people were rescued from the water.
Yeah.
The crew is perfectly fine. But I think there's between five and seven folks that are missing. I did see shortly before we started recording that the Coast Guard has called off their search just because like the river that I believe that's the Delaware River that it crosses. It's just like it's super wide. It's mad crazy.
Currents and shit.
Current. Yeah. So like if they fell in and there wasn't any sort of immediate rescue, more than likely
done
they
so.
Yeah, they're done.
The death count, even though it sucks, it's terrible, it's a loss. Like it could have been so much worse.
Oh my
god! You know,
if it was
six
like
or seven people. Yeah, rush hour.
Morning,
or so, yeah,
eight
yeah.
in the morning. Like that should would have been. Ridiculous.
It would have been catastrophic. Absolutely. So I mean, it sucks, but I'm glad they got the mayday call out. You know, they were able to get most folks off of there. It's shitty, but yeah, it was wild to wake up to.
Yeah, it was crazy to see that video. And I saw one that, like you said, broke it down and they were kind of showing how it seemed to have lost power. Mm-hmm. Like everything went dead. They regained control and then it went dead again. And then by the time they regained control again, it was already
too late.
And this ship was hired because the crew for the ship, they were hired because they specifically knew how to pass that bridge.
Mm.
So it's a very, very weird situation.
That's funny.
Of course, I think I told you guys Andrew Tate was on X.
Yes.
Already, you know, stirring shit up, saying that it was a cyber attack.
Bars. How is he on X?
Who the fuck knows if it's even him?
He's not behind bars anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Extradited.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, who even knows if it's actually Andrew Tate?
Right.
Which I'm glad I don't ever fucking see that dude anymore. I never see anything about that dude anymore. But I thought it was funny that he was one of the names that came up, and it was like, this was a cyber attack. And do you think that they just going to crash into a bridge? You know,
but, apparently this boat crashed into something in Germany like 4 or 5 years, the same exact boat.
Crashed into
something in Germany like a few years back. So yeah, it's been known to happen.
It has been known to happen, I'm sure. But that was, it's crazy. I never seen a bridge come down like that.
Always a conspiracy theory with those alpha bros.
Yeah.
Especially
people
him.
And conspiracy theories nowadays are just running absolutely crazy. John Cena being naked on at the Oscars is it's the Illuminati humiliation, fucking whatever that shit's called. Oh, the humiliation initiation.
The humiliation ceremony, yeah.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I'll say one thing and then we'll move on. But for the Illuminati being as secretive as, you know, as they claim to be, if whatever, a lot of people sure as hell seem to think that they know the shit that, like, everything that they fucking do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very
super
strange
secret,
thing.
But. Apparently
extremely secretive, but
on Reddit and 4chan.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, like, if you know anything, you know about the humiliation ritual, and they all have to go through it.
Right.
That's why I was listening to something that was like, that's why you see all black men before they become big movie stars, right? The big black actors, they all have to dress in drag at some point. They make them wear a dress. And I saw that shit and I was like, okay, all right, sure. Anyway,
oh, man.
Go ahead.
But yeah.
What's the next thing?
Well, if that's the case, then maybe all of these folks are destined to be big stars, because welcome back, Johnny. First day back on the show. I'm also bringing back the newer segment of y'all seen this shit? And that is this. Did y'all see this shit about the alpha male boot camp ceremonies?
Oh, I did.
I read something about it. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I read something about
for,
it too.
For,
and I saw some
for
screen
our
grabs.
Our listeners, I'll play this video. Hopefully you can hear most of it and understand of it. Some of it is bleeped out, but if not, just catch it on the YouTubes.
Look around. Look at each other. Look to your left and to your right. More than 60% will not be here Friday. I guarantee it. And I'll make sure that you earn the right to be here every second. Because I see in your eyes that most of you don't belong here. And I'll be dead. And I'll take this knife off my fucking waist and carve this tattoo off my hand before I let you show up here on Friday for the graduation. I see your eyes are ready. Your souls are mine.
Your souls are mine.
These guys paid $18,000.
Yes.
To go through this bro fucking boot camp.
This
alpha male. Alpha male boot camp.
Alpha male modern day night boot camp, which is just hilarious. And what's even crazier as I go through their website is that they're fucking sold out. Like, since 2019, every one of their classes has sold out. Like, there have been people going through this shit since 2019, paying this dude $18,000 a pop to get ridiculed, to get a bootleg version of boot camp. Because most of these dudes are like, most of these coaches or whatever are former military guys, former Marines and Navy SEALs, and they believe that that's the only way to do things. Bedros Kulian, I believe, is the founder of the project, along with Steve Eckert. Both of these dudes look like fucking douchebags. Typical.
Yeah, Bedros. I used to listen to a podcast that I no longer listen to because it was obvious reasons, right?
Sure.
Bedros is, I forgot what he's the founder of, but he's pretty much like a gym bro, right? He does all those, and spews a lot of fucking
boot camp.
Yeah, fit body boot camp. There we go. And, you know, spews all of that alpha male fucking bullshit. Let me I'm sorry, but let me tell you that if you are paying someone to help you in becoming an alpha male, you're not a fucking alpha male, right? So just to let you know, like, that is probably the first rule. A lot of these boot camps and shit that was the reason why I don't listen to a lot of this shit anymore, is because, you know, they caught me at a point where I was trying to better my life in general, right? All around. But I'm me, and, you know, I can spot bullshit when I can see it, right? So what they do and with all of these fucking programs, and it's hard for me to trust anything that anyone says when it comes attached with, but sign up here and I can get you what you need, right? And it's like shit like this, right? That's exactly what it is. It's a boot camp, or it's what was the other thing? It's not necessarily a boot camp, but it's like a workshop or I forgot what, a mastermind, right? This is a very mastermind. Big bro way of doing a mastermind, right? But they're just fucking yelling at you and making you feel like a bitch, right? And you think that it's empowering you some way. No. You just got conned out of fucking $18,000. You're still going to be a bitch after you leave the place. If anything, you're more than a bitch because you just paid $18,000 for someone to treat you like a bitch and confirm that you are a bitch, right? So, and that is literally the game plan with a lot of this shit. And it goes down. I mean, this is just one of them, but it's true for podcasting, for businesses. It's all fucking pyramid schemes, right? That's pretty much what it is. Is these people, the main person that wants to get rich is the creator, and they're signing up and they come up with this shit and they make you feel like, yes, I'm the person you should come to, but sign up for this and I will make you feel better. And then you're just making this motherfucker rich, and that shit is not, it's doing nothing for you. And I saw that they're like, become a better husband, become a better man, become a better father. It's
only for entrepreneurs, executives, and leaders who are ready for a serious breakthrough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or if you have $18,000.
Or yeah, anyone with $18,000. My favorite part of the website is now here's where you can get your wife on board. And they give you a guideline for how to tell your wife that she can give you permission to go. Like, yeah. Who the fuck are these losers?
That's a very alpha male way of going about this stuff, right?
I just looked it up, and you can get a penile implant for up to $15,000. So just save yourself $3,000, at least, and go get that bigger dick surgery if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. I promise you, you'll feel better after that.
Yeah, no one's going to yell at you. So it's win-win, in my opinion.
Fair.
Yeah, I never liked that shit. And yeah, it's always, and that was another thing, because the one I used to listen to was Andy Frisella, right? He's the creator of, or the founder of First Form Supplements and shit, you know, another gym dude, and, you know. And because he says a lot of dope shit when you're looking at clips, right? But then his podcast, The World, started turning into more political shit, right? 2020 came around and shit. And everything he was spewing was pretty much, you know, Republican BS, pretty much saying all the alpha male shit that people say. And I really started to hate and resent the message that's being spewed by like these so-called alpha males, right? And it's like, I understand, because I don't know, I understand to a certain degree, but when you start sitting here and you're spewing the fucking leftist shit and like, fuck them over there, they're just pussies and shit, then it's like, all right, well, now I can't fucking, yeah, I can't agree with you on that shit. More power to you, but I just can't listen to that shit. And then, yeah, and since then, I know he went from the MF CEO, where it was just teaching people like how to be a bomb ass CEO, to he switched it up to something else where it was, I forgot what the fuck he called it, but it was pretty much just, I'm going to go from this CEO mentality to pretty much just saying all the shit that I feel like saying because fuck everybody else, and, you know, very political bullshit. And, you know, a lot of these millionaires and billionaires and people, they tend to swing to that side because it's better for their pocket, you know? So, and I do understand that, but I ain't got to listen to that shit.
No, you don't. No. I'm glad you recognized it. Good luck, son. You got a good head on your shoulders after all. That's my man right there.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I'm a respectable dude. I'm not going to depending on the person, I'm not going to judge you on certain decisions. If anything, I'm overanalyzing myself, like, as to why it is that you think this way. And, you know, and I will rationalize your thought process in this and make it, you know, and still not try not to look at you as a different person for thinking that, depending on what it is, obviously. But for the most part, is like, but I still don't have to subscribe to that shit, and I don't have to spew it. I don't have to deal with it. And I'm just going to keep quiet when you're on your shit. If we're close, I'll probably go at you a little bit. But once I notice that you are a person that is closed-minded to the opinions of others, there's no point in me even talking about it. Let's change the subject.
Word.
Move the fuck on. Right.
Because as we said earlier, right? Fuck people's opinions.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Fuck people's opinions. Anyway. All right. Any more news?
That's all I got, guys.
You ain't want to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse getting heckled off stage, or the ex-Tennessee cop Megan Hall? Actually, I want to talk about that one real quick before we get into some Hollywood.
Cop that got ran through
the train. Yeah.
She fucked six officers, yeah. Right? Got in trouble for it.
About her, but I
whole sex scandal, and so she settled out of court, and for $500K.
Yeah.
So she fucked six dudes, and settled out of court for $500K awarded to her. Because what was the headline here? Because she claims she was sexually groomed by the officers and her male colleagues. So yeah.
Damn. Maybe she was. They were. It seemed like they were passing her around, having a grand old time.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't thinking there.
Maybe they passed me around for half a mil, son. I don't give a fuck. Give me a Brazilian if you want.
How was it that this came to light? Was it her? She didn't come to light with this information, right?
I don't remember, honestly. I don't know how it all started. I'm guessing probably one of the officers that she was fucking, their wife or their girlfriend or something, caught them and blew it up, and then it just turned into a whole thing. But I honestly don't remember how it all started. Sound like she was having the time of her life. I don't know why she would start blowing it all up.
I mean, because all she has to do is claim. Now it's popular to do this, but she buzzwords, right? She was sexually groomed by her male counterparts to pretty much fucking suck everybody off. This was on her own accord. This was all because, and apparently she wasn't forced. She was groomed to be this way, right?
I mean, that's how a jury of her peers saw it. Apparently, that's how they saw it.
I guess so. I guess so.
Shit.
I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. No, she pulled one over on all of us. Apparently, she's living the life, and I think 500K allows you to get multiple more trains run on you as well. That makes it a lot easier when you got that kind of bread flowing. You could, you know, maybe go to the Mediterranean, find a bunch of Greek men.
She's going to be
just have a good time.
Yep. Just be careful, fellas, because, you know,
don't you groom her.
If you get caught, you may be sexually grooming her.
Who had to pay that money? That wasn't like the officers, right? Was that like the department or the town, the city?
The city of LA, of La Vergne? La Vergne?
The taxpayer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Taxpayer foots that bill.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, she was Johnny. She was awarded $500,000 because she claimed she was sexually groomed by her male colleagues.
It tracks, you know. It's kind of one of those things where what I was talking about earlier, right? Like where, you know, you see the action, and then you're just like, yeah, that's hoe as shit.
Mm-hmm. That's hoe shit.
But
court's
now,
like, nah.
Hoe shit is not hoe shit.
Hoe
right?
shit's ho not hoe shit.
Is actually the fault of the dominant power.
Of the hoer, not the hoee.
Yeah, exactly. The hoer.
The hoer.
It's
the hoer.
Not the hoee.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. The hoer.
The who has the Ralph Zifaretto voice? Yeah. The whoer.
The whoer. Oh, shit. All right, yeah. I just had that one was very
that was a
interesting
good one.
To me.
Good for her. Good for her. Props.
Yeah, good for her. 500K.
And all that pipe? Damn. It's the life, son.
That made it worth it.
I guess so. God. Yeah. I mean,
I thought the dick was the reward, but apparently not.
Yeah, it seemed like she was having a grand
time
with this, right?
That was the stepping stone, I guess. Yeah. I mean, and then I start a new job and seven broads are passing me around like a fucking joint. I'm calling that a win, but if they want to give me a little paper on top.
Around too, right?
For 500K, you're damn right he did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's like, good thing I stayed.
He knew. He's like, no, baby, we could stay together, but you got to say they were grooming you so we get some money.
Either that or he was like, let me stay until she wins the money, and then I file for divorce.
Then you divorce
and get
50%. Her, yeah. Yep. Smart man. These fucking, these kings out here.
Yeah. These kings.
He had to be
these
short.
These kings. Yeah, he's 5'4", tops.
Oh, shit. All right. Do you need a piss break before we head into some Hollywood?
Do we have a lot of Hollywood, or what are we? What are we
no,
looking
we
at?
We don't
here?
Have a ton. I don't have a. I don't have a ton of. All
shit. Right, let's roll into it.
All right, cool. There we go.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood news nowadays. Nothing ever too crazy, but small announcements here. Nothing where we have to react too much or have long discussions. Since you know, Marvel movies were usually the topic of discussions, and they've calmed down a bit, right? So the biggest one, and I just, this is more of a, like a reaction to this news that I would want to discuss with y'all, is the fact that they have announced that Happy Gilmore 2 is in development.
What?
Yep. And a script has been written, and this is confirmed by Christopher McDonald. Who did he play? Shooter McGavin. There we go. Shooter McGavin. Confirmed this. So why the fuck are we doing this, right? That's my initial thought.
Oh, God.
It's very un-Sandler-like, too, because he doesn't really go in for sequels like that.
Right. And then for the sequel to be 30 years later.
Yeah, and we know how that goes. We know the five-year rule.
Yeah, that's the five-year
There's
rule.
There's very, very few exceptions to it, but for the most part, that's a pretty stock rule that holds steady.
And then on top of that, you want to throw in there the fact that obviously this is, you know, Adam Sandler has a deal with Netflix, so this is going to be a straight-to-Netflix movie, which in my book is probably just like solidifying the fact that this is going to be fucking ass.
Maybe we keep up the low expectations and it surprises us.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
So I had this conversation with my wife Joyce recently as we were talking about Netflix stuff specifically, as she's been trying to encourage me to cancel Netflix. We've seen a few shows and movies on Netflix recently, and where I've come to, and it's probably nothing crazy here, it's common knowledge, Netflix throws the bag at every project, right? Pretty much. Like, there's very few low budget projects on Netflix. Most all of them are high budget, and most of them are bad, and some of them are decent. And typically, the ones that are bad are the ones with the biggest celebrity actor attached to it, because that's where all the money's going. Money's going to the talent, not really going on to the production. And so you'll watch these movies and you'll be like, damn, there's actually some big fucking names in this movie.
Yeah. And then they're trash. But then
the movie is like whack. Like, it's just buns. Like, the story is kind of weak. The post-production is whack. The graphics is like subpar. It's like just better than made-for-TV movies, but not much better. Except for the fact that they have big name celebrities. And then you get those Netflix projects that are like diamonds in the rough, where they are big budget projects, but most of the actors are kind of like C and below. Like, you might recognize them from something, but you don't, like, they're, none of them are big names, but the production level you can tell is fucking A, top quality. The two that I'll mentioned that I have recently caught would be The Gentleman and The Three-Body Problem. Both of them have actors in there that you recognize from previous roles. And in The Gentleman, you know, it's a show run by Guy Ritchie, and he directed a couple episodes. And in The Three-Body Problem, it comes from D.B. Weiss and the other douchebag from GOT. I can't remember his name. Dave Benioff, maybe?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah. So big names on the production side, but on the actor side, not really.
Not huge.
Again, that you'll recognize from GOT for the most part, but outside, but they weren't the main characters, right? There were other character actors on there. But the production level is freaking great on both of those. Like, they feel like,
because the money's not going to the celebrity.
Exactly. And I think that's, Netflix needs to balance that out a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was wondering that like years ago, right? I mean, I understand, like, Adam Sandler is, you know, he's big and he's a big name. But when I saw his net worth, I was like, I didn't assume it to be that high. And which, you know, in 2020, it was estimated at $420 million as being his net worth. And then he just signed a new 4-movie deal with Netflix worth over $250 million.
Damn.
And it's like,
wow.
Yeah, like thinking of that, like, I don't know if Adam, like, I guess his catalog is the shit, but like, you know, but that's older movies. His newer movies, not so much. Why the fuck are we throwing this much money at fucking Adam Sandler for these fucking, you know, mediocre ass movies?
You might get an uncut gems out of it. You never know.
But yeah, but I mean, what movies led up to Uncut Gems, and what movies, you know, what was it? Hubie's fucking
the Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, Hubie Halloween. That's what we're getting and shit, you know? So what'd you say?
I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. So it's, you know, I don't know. Yes, and that's the thing with Netflix, right, is their biggest draw, and why a lot of people don't cancel Netflix, is because their catalog is so huge. There's there's always something to watch. And a majority of the shit that isn't even their original content, right? So when they come out with original content, it's like, meh. But there's so much normal shit that you just enjoy that you keep it around, especially like kid shit. They have so much kid shit. Like, my kids love a ton of shit. So, you know, I was just like, yeah, Netflix is here to stay because of that. But anyway, I mean, hopefully, like you said, like my expectation on Happy Gilmore 2 is in the gutter and it's somewhat decent, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Highly doubt it. All right. So this was an interesting one. This popped up for me while we were recording. But it looks like Jeremy Allen White, who is popular from The Bear and Shameless, mm-hmm. right? It looks like he is in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in a biopic.
Ooh. I saw that. I saw a side-by-side earlier of a young Springsteen, too. I can definitely see it.
Yeah, I could see it. And I just saw him in that. In Ironclaw. That shit was good, too. He was good in that.
Oh, that's right. You saw that. That was good.
I did. Yeah, it was very good. Very good.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah.
He's coming up, dude. The Bear put him on. Shameless gave him sort of a name and a face, but mm-hmm. The Bear, really, he's come into his own with The Bear. And now projects like Iron Heart, you said it was?
Iron Claw. Yep.
Yeah, Iron Claw. I mean, the dude has chops. Hopefully he gets meatier and meatier roles. Like, I see an Oscar for that dude in the next 5 years.
Man, he got jacked for fucking Iron Claw.
You know, sure did.
Playing one of the wrestlers and shit.
Yeah, that's a little bit better in those underwear. That's when you're fucking ripped.
That's true. And also, I mean, it's kind of promising, but it says that A24 is in the conversation to be a potential studio
nice.
And producing spot. Partner in this. So,
if they can land that, that'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
That'd be dope. Yeah, so. I'll be looking forward to that. I don't know much about Springsteen. So, but
teach us, Jeremy.
Pretty much, yeah. Jeremy Allen White.
Does that mean we'll get a young Sil? Fucking Silvio Dante is from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. There, he's like the guitar player, dude. You think we could see a young Silvio in that movie? Maybe
he'll probably be.
I'm gonna audition for it, son. I'm gonna audition for a young Sil. I'll get my shoulders up. He has a little hunch too. Like one's kind of just a little bit higher.
Yeah,
I could do it.
Yeah.
Kate Tone.
He was the only person in Sopranos that I felt just did not look authentic at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I bought every second of it, dude.
No. I thought like the fucking wig looked stupid, the way he's like hunched over. He just was always the one that stuck out to me as being like an obvious actor from that whole crew. I don't know why.
I never felt that. Sil always brought it.
Yeah, I guess.
He just had this weird, like, I think it was the face move.
Yeah.
Like he was always frowning.
When I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
That was Pacino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Godfather 3.
That was the Godfather 3.
Oh, okay.
I never know.
It's all the same shit. Especially at that time. Carlito's Way always had the great fucking, my Puerto Rican ass. All right, so.
Puerto Rican ass.
With my Puerto Rican ass.
Yeah, but Pacino thing, did y'all see when he did the best picture at the Oscars?
Yeah.
He was fucking terrible, man. Why did they pick this dude? He came out and then he drum up. I don't even think he announced anyone else that was nominated. Mm. He just was like, yeah, so I guess I'm out here to do this thing. And then he's like, oh, pretty sure it says Oppenheimer on my list on my card or whatever.
I can't see. I'm putting my glasses on.
What the fuck?
I can't see.
This dude's never invited back.
Yeah, no. Who cleared that?
It was the worst. I look forward to this, but that's what I was saying. Jeremy Allen White has easily become one of the actors where if he's attached, I'm down to watch it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, he's good. Let me see something very quick here. Seth Rogen will be writing and producing the next Sony R-rated animated Venom project.
Animated. Which is interesting. Thank you for specifying the animated, because that had me fucked up when I first read it. I got real shook, and I came to you guys like, yo, what the fuck? And you're like, nah, it's cool. They got this.
Yeah.
And it put my mind at ease. So I mean, anything Seth's behind, dude, he doesn't half-ass anything. He's always bringing it. His writing style, his humor. That was good news after all.
Yeah, and you know, he did a great job with the Ninja Turtles. I guess the only real if you want to call it a downside, but I know some people will be butthurt about it, is like exactly what they were butthurt about the Turtles, right? Is things were tweaked to not exactly fit the original lore. And they're like, well, that's not how the Turtles... It's like, bro, just fucking enjoy a new movie for what it is.
That movie was so fucking good, dude.
Yeah, it was so fucking good. So that's what I'm assuming with this Venom project, right? It's going to be... There is going to be some shit from the OG stuff, but it's going to have that Seth Rogen twist to it where he's going to take some liberties.
That same animation style as Turtles and like Into the Spider-Verse, that kind of trippy. I don't even know how to explain that, like what that's even considered, but that fucking style, bro. I hope it's that. If it's not, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure it'll be something similar. Not exactly the same, but...
Yeah, but in the same artsy ballpark, the same kind of vein, vibe, like...
Something different.
Yeah.
Oh, also, tomorrow we get... Well, yesterday, by the time this airs, we're getting that Spider-Man short that has to do with the Spider-Verse.
Well, that was a surprise. Did y'all know that was coming?
No, I saw it today, and it was like it's dropping tomorrow.
Damn.
So it's a nice little surprise.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Continuing that Spider-Verse story to feed us while we wait for part two, or what is it? Beyond the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
Yes. So part, while we're waiting for that, we're getting
part three, which is part 2B.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Tough.
And speaking of, you know, ruining childhood with coming out with things that are way too late. Johnny, you might feel this one in your chest because this was a favorite of ours growing up, right? The Neverending Story is being rebooted with a new live action movie.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Exactly.
Sad.
Exactly. Because you know it's going to be full of CGI and stupid looking.
Like that's made the Neverending Story the Neverending Story.
Kind of
right?
Charming. How, like, the charm of it.
The terrible effects.
I don't know how I feel about that too. I highly doubt that they're gonna do it, but I hope that they go the Star Wars route where they mix the practical with a little bit of CGI to make things, you know, make it look a little bit better. But you know, I like when they do a mixture of the two rather than just all CGI.
Yeah.
But I highly doubt
it. Did you say this was a Netflix thing?
No, this is not. Okay. No.
This is not a thing happening.
They just came out and said that it's going to be rebooted, but that's it. They're working on it, but nothing else from that.
It's almost a guarantee that Falcor is going to be a friggin' CGI.
Which that specifically is going to make me...
It's going to make me sad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's like when Star Wars made a Jabba the Hutt CGI. It's like, not the same.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Doesn't hit the same.
Yeah. So, but that's all I got. Y'all fucking with anything? Y'all see anything new?
Three Body Problem, I mentioned earlier. Yeah,
I didn't watch it, but I heard that too.
I saw part of the first episode. I have to rewatch it because my daughter was completely tripping last night while we were trying to watch it. My fiance said the same shit. My lady, she said the same thing. She was like, I'm probably gonna have to, she was like, you could finish watching that, I'm gonna go to sleep. And I gotta end up rewatching that because my daughter was just like yelling and screaming and crying the entire time as we're trying to watch it. So far is very interesting, a little different from the trailer than what I thought, right? A little more supernatural than the trailer, when I pitched it to her, I pitched it as it's like real, like it's like some small supernatural stuff, but it's more of like a detective show. And it wasn't exactly that. I mean, it's a little bit of that so far, but it wasn't exactly that, right? But I like where it's going.
How far did you get?
First episode, like 3/4 of the first episode.
And you, Dave?
I haven't watched any.
He is
yet.
Not. No, oh, he's not watching anything until.
No, a dude at work put me onto it, and that's when I sent you out the trailer because it looked dope.
Yeah, yeah, I'd seen the trailer like last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, and it was just something that showed up on YouTube because of the connection with D.B. Weiss and Dave Benioff. And I was like, oh, let me look at this. I saw the trailer. I was like, interesting, intriguing. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a shot, especially, you know, with the whole VR goggle aspect to it. It's like, all right, yeah. And of course, as soon as that popped up on screen, my girl looked at me like, and I was like, oh, that's what Vision Pro is going to be like in 20 years. I got through episode 2, which ended much better than episode 1 did, I would say. At least it intrigued me more, right? Episode 1 ended and I was like, okay, that's a story. I looked at my girl and I was like, good enough for an episode 2? She was like, yeah, sure. And we put on episode 2. I think she checked out like less than halfway through. Like I said in our text, right, there's a little bit too much of the Mandarin. I'm assuming Mandarin, but the Asian Chinese dialect happening with the subtitles. Like, she's just not into watching 20-minute long scenes of subtitles in any foreign language.
Yeah. We're prepped for that because we're watching Shogun. So
yeah. Exactly. It's nothing. Basically between Shogun and Tokyo Vice, like, you know, all I watch is subtitled shows.
How's Tokyo Vice? That looked dope.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. Yeah. I can't remember it. I started it so long ago. And then fell off, and then picked it back up, and then fell off, and then picked it back up. So I'm back again in a vibe with it. I don't remember what time period it takes place. I like, there's parts of it where I'm like, is this like now? And there's other parts where I'm like, no, this is the 90s, right? And so like, it's somewhere between the 90s and 2020.
Okay. So semi-current.
Yeah, it's like semi-current. It's pretty good. It's, you know, interesting in the direction is from a newspaper perspective. He's like a journalist that's trying to write stories about the Yakuza and then gets like kind of brought into the, like, he, like, people basically put him on because he's connected, he's, or like, because he knows things and he can write the story the right way, and so then, you know, the gang leaders bring him in and they're like, hey, we need you to help influence this and this way, and if you do that, we'll give you access to more information about us. And all he wants to do is be recognized as a good journalist. Build his career.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty interesting. I've liked it. I mean, I'm taking it very, very slowly. But yeah, every episode that I watch has been very good.
Good. Yeah, I got to check that out. Like I said, we're still banging out The Sopranos. We're like 6 episodes into the last season. So just almost over that hump. Shit's almost about to pop off. Yeah, that's a long fucking 21 episodes in season 6 because they split it. You remember the split?
Yeah, when I was 6 episodes into the last season, I think I told Wok like, "Oh, I think I only got 2 episodes left, very close to the end." And then I looked at it, and I was like, "Wait a minute,
yeah, fuck another 2 seasons in half or something
because this is a long fucking season."
Yeah. What have I been watching? I've seen a few things. I saw Roadhouse. Enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I enjoyed from it is you can tell that it was
watching Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's so cut.
Yeah, no, I fuck with Jake Gyllenhaal, man. I do enjoy his movies. He has some weird ones in his catalog. Yeah. But for the most part, he has some bangers, man. He's a good actor. He's a solid dude.
For sure.
But no, what I really enjoyed about it is, like, there's a certain, they left that certain charm from 80s movies, right? They dipped into the cheesiness of the fact that they were remaking an 80s movie and they kept the elements that made those types of movies awesome without it being like overly 80s cheesy, like the fact that he was fucking Patrick Swayze is doing like the karate, you know, stuff in the on the fucking beach and shit like that. Like they did away with that. It's more UFC. So I like that, but they had like the little one-liners and shit, like as they're fighting. Yeah. You know, they'll give like a little one-liner, like the stupid fucking observation, you know. I was like, I kind of like that they did that. and it's on purpose, right? To be fucking cheesy. But it was a fun movie, and so I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. Conor McGregor just makes you want to fucking punch him in the fucking face. So fucking
I already hard. Did even before this movie came out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that tracks 100%.
Well, he's just more of himself, right? He's the dude that no matter what happens, like he just doesn't fucking go down. You know, from 80s movies, there's always that dude, right? And he's just shit-eating grin the whole fucking movie as he's pissing you off and just fucking smiling is like, you know, and he's nonstop. So a lot of that element. So I really did enjoy it. I recommend it. What else? Yeah, I saw one episode of the Three Body Problem. I still got to watch The Gentlemen. I think my girl gave up on The Gentlemen. I'm going to confirm with her because if she's just not into it,
bust that out.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that myself. Yeah. Still chipping away at, I got a couple more episodes to watch from Quiet on the Set. I think I got into the third episode, but you know, I'm just kind of watching bits and pieces right now. And that gets more and more fucked, pun intended. Yeah, I think that's the fucking Halo
finale. Yeah, the Halo finale. Yeah, season two. Halo
made
finale
was made great, me yeah. want to fucking play Halo again.
Yeah, they've been bringing it, man. Paramount Plus, bro. So I can't say enough good stuff.
Yeah. For those of you, if you haven't really checked out Halo, I would recommend that you...
My sister-in-law said season two... way better than season one.
Yeah, just watch a recap of season one so that you know more or less what the story arc was, you know, just so you get to know some characters, and then dive right into season two. It's a much better season than the first one. The first one, you can tell they were a Halo fan. Huh?
No.
You don't even have to be a Halo fan.
No, like, you don't even have to be.
I played the games for all of like probably a half hour total as a kid, just like at other people's houses.
Because
I
never, PlayStation guy, yeah.
never had, yeah. yeah, never really had an Xbox, so I didn't really. I knew what it was and the basics, but
loved it.
I'm jumping. You know, I jumped right into the show because it looked dope, and Pablo Schreiber is that dude. So I was like, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. And now I'm about to go back and run through the whole fucking Halo catalog and bang them all out, dude. I'm stoked.
I never read the books or anything. Never like nerded out to that. One of my coworkers did, and he was upset with the first season, and I kept telling him like, you got to start watching season two. He was like, first season really turned me off because of, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, no, watch season two. And then so he did, he banged out like two or three episodes, because there were a bunch of them were out at this point. And he was like, this is way better than the first season. He's the first one to say, yeah, I'm going to start recommending people just not there even watch season go. One, just watch there season two. Halo was that, you know, when I first met Johnny and we skipped, what did we do? We went, because he was the only person that I knew. I was a Xbox shit talker because of the gigantic controller. And then Johnny was like, nah, you got to play this. And I played some Halo, and I think he had 2K. It was the first time that... I think that was the first console where they came out with the 2K games.
Yeah.
It was NFL 2K, and that was fire too. And he made me a believer in Xbox, and then it was Xbox only for many years.
Damn.
Yeah, Halo was the shit. Right. So,
Halo was that shit.
Yeah. So it made me want...
spent the night waiting for Halo 2 to be released.
Sure
at
did.
At the mall. Waiting sure did. Out, waiting over... for the store, Electronics Boutique, if I
midnight,
recall.
Midnight releases.
I waited outside of, not even GameStop. It was Electronics Boutique.
EB, yeah, wherever we could wherever they would give us the information, and we got there on time. We're waiting out there. Yeah. So, but definitely recommend that. I don't think I've seen any other movies or shows. Maybe something is running away. But anyway, yeah.
I've watched a lot of stuff since the last time I've been here. I have also.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
I'm a little behind, but not that far behind on Masters of the Air. I don't know if y'all caught any of that.
I've seen 1.5 episodes, and that's one where I have to watch. I have to start back and go back and watch it. It's interesting.
Good show. It's solid. If you like any of that World War II era type Band of Brothers type shows, Saving Private Ryan type shit, that's what this is. And it's, I think I've gotten up to episode 6. Six or seven. Very solid. Highly recommend. Apple Plus. Killing.
Constellation too, since we're talking about Apple TV Plus. I've been enjoying that.
Constellation. I have to go back to it. I will say, again, first two episodes I saw were good. My wife fell off, so that's the only reason I haven't picked it back up. But
yeah,
it's definitely
confusing though. It's like not confusing. It's one, again, it's a show where you kind of know what's going on. For the most part, like, I knew what was going on. Like, I guessed what was happening. But it's also, like, you can't tell if you're supposed to know or if you're not supposed to know. But obviously, you don't know all of the details behind it. But I figured, what was going on, but not to the extent. And then now it's starting to unravel and it's, you know, they're explaining more and... So it's a mind fuck of a show. So I'm into it.
I will say, just sticking on the Apple TV Plus thing, and then we could wrap up because this isn't anything I'm fucking with because it's not even out yet. Mm-hmm. But I saw they didn't haven't even dropped the teaser yet. I'm crossing my fingers. It's fire. But I saw that they had it listed that sometime I think next month. Or in May, Apple TV Plus has the rights and has filmed a show called Dark Matter. Mm. And it's based on a book that I actually, one of the few books that I've
one of the,
not read.
Actually read.
I can't even say read because I listened to it. But it's an audio book that I pounded through because it was so fire. I'm so psyched to get this. I feel like even when I read it or whatever, listened to it, I feel like the cover of the book said like coming soon or like option for a movie or something like that. So I had an idea that they would make a movie out of it. And I was always like, man, there's just so much to this story. They can't make a movie. And that was kind of either before or right around when, you know, these like big budget full length series were coming out where you're like, oh yeah, much better as a series than a movie.
Yeah.
So and ever since then, I've just been kind of waiting and waiting and waiting for something lit to be released on this title.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. One, Apple TV Plus hasn't really missed much since they've been dropping things, and so I'm just thinking like this is gonna be fuck. I think it's Egerton is.
Yeah, no, it's Jennifer Connelly and Joel Egerton.
Yeah, Joel Egerton and Jennifer Connelly. Good cast. Again, good cast, but not too crazy of a cast. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping most of the money goes into the production, and it can be. The story was dope. Just like a quick synopsis. Basically, a dude is running.
I have
home.
It right here if you want me to read it.
Yeah, sure.
It says, a man is abducted into an alternate version of his life amid the mind-bending landscape of lives he could have lived. He embarks on a harrowing journey to get back to his true family and save them from the most terrifying foe, himself.
Yeah, it's basically a multiverse story.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah,
we're here for those.
Yeah. This is one of the first. I love multiverse theories in general, and this is one of the earlier stories that I came across that started getting into that idea of multiple versions of the same life and what that could be like. And and yeah, the story was really great.
I'm
hoping they do it justice.
I think my coworker recommended this book to me because she just read it or some shit. So I may listen to the audiobook. I may get the audiobook and listen to it.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Okay.
Insensitive right. reading list.
Insensitive reading.
That's going to be a very short list. I don't think we really
the
read
the Insensitive
too much.
Book Club. We got the Insensitive yeah. Movie Club. Pay a dollar more and you get access to the books.
The book. The Insensitive the book. Book Club.
The Book Club. Ready Player One and Dark Matter.
There you go.
All right, guys. Do you have anything else to add to this stellar conversation? No?
No. No.
I just want to say I'm glad to be back and missed y'all.
Glad to have you back. We missed you too,
glad
buddy.
To have you back, man. And we'll see if he's here for next week. We'll see.
You better be because I ain't going to be here next week.
That's true. That's true. I forgot about that. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. You made it this far. So that means you fuck with us. So because of that, we fuck with you. Remember to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you are listening or viewing the podcast. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Ring that bell, baby. Also, go to insensitivemerch.com. Grab yourself some gear. Stay drippy with Drippy. We promise we'll take off all of that Christmas shit and update it with something new.
Is that still up there?
I don't know, because you do all that and you haven't been here. So it's probably still there. So guys, remember to tune into us every week. We can't continue this without your support. So let anybody else know that, you know, who you think would enjoy the show. Spread the word. Because we ain't shit without y'all, right? Spreading the word. So, but we'll see you next week. Dave, we will not see you next week. So remember that, guys. If you are a Dave fan, don't tune in.
Don't tune in.
Yeah.
Boycott it.
Please, please, please
listen,
tune in.
Please tune in. Come
we don't want to do this for nothing. Now I'm choking and I gotta go. All right, guys. Peace.